Story of My Cheesy Life by Dan. No, I'm not writing this to make you feel bad, but I'm writing this to tell all the cheese in the world how this could happen to you. Nevertheless, let's get started. I am a bright yellowish-orange big piece of disgusting cheddar cheese. I'm just saying, making yourself disgusting makes people not want to eat you. The only problem is eventually these humans will fix you to make you tasty. So then I became a tasty piece of cheddar cheese. And that's when you could get eaten. By the way, my name is Michael S. Cheese. I don't know who named me this, but just call me that. I have two really weird blue dots on my face. I think they are called eyes, but I'm not sure, because I don't see from the two blue dots, so I think I have invisible eyes. One of my friends later on in the story told me those dots are like ghosts, because whenever these humongous giants, which I think are called humans, come near me, the two dots disappear. This makes no sense. It makes me so annoyed because they look really disgusting, since it doesn't look appetizing. I think the dots have a mind of their own, and they don't like to be seen by humans. Anyways, I was made in Michigan, and I was started by this white liquid apparently called milk. I like being milk. It was really calm and quiet, and no one got near me. This ended very quickly, a week to be exact. When I closed my eyes and I went to sleep, and then opened them after a nice couple of hours of sleeping, I was in a place with a bunch of technical stuff. This was called a factory. I was really horrified when I saw white liquids like me going to one of those technical things, but coming out orange and blocky. I was heading towards the machine. I knew this was going to happen to me, too. I yelled for so long my throat started hurting, but no one heard me. It was too late. I was going through the machine. It was the weirdest feeling I've ever had in my life. I came out, and I was different. Much different. It was an orange and blocky piece of cheddar cheese? It felt a lot more different. Everything stopped being calm and quiet, and humans were left and right touching me, and all my milk friends also turned into cheese friends. I was really worried on what was going to happen next. Nothing too bad happened, though, except I got put in a really uncomfortable light brown box and then onto a blue truck with some funky text saying, "The Cheese Dudes." I went on a 9-day trip to this nowhere place named New Jersey. The good part, though, is that I had 3 other friends in my box, so we were talking about how life was when we were milk. They were named Tim, Joe, and Mark. They were like me, yellowish orange with 2 blue dots. The only difference is they were a lot older than me. Since they were older, they also taught me a lot of things. Just in the middle of one of our talks, we heard a big boom. Sound like a stop. My friends and I realized we arrived. We heard those giants stomping closer and closer until I felt them pick up our box up. They put us on the ground and then opened the box. Light! It was shining on us. I never thought I would ever see light again after I got put in that box. Apparently, we were next to the store called King's. They took me and my friends inside at around 11:30 when the store said close. They took us out to the back of the store. On the way there, I saw cheese and plastic see-through packages that were like me. In the back of the store, they took the same package that they used for the other cheese I saw before and tried to put me in. Apparently, I was too big or the package was too small, so the person took a really sharp object called a knife and started cutting me. This is probably the most painful moment of my life. I was screaming so loud at any time, I felt like I was going to explode. I didn't, though. I was still alive. And then the human took me and smashed me into the package. He closed the package with this white sticky stuff. He closed the package after putting the sticky stuff on it, and I became stuck in my second package. At least I could see outside the package because it was clear plastic. Then he went back to the store to this area in the aisle and stuffed me where the other packages of cheese were. They were like me. Suddenly, kaboom, the lights turned off and everybody started to leave. It was just me and the cheeses behind me. Tim, Joe, and Mark were left in the back of the store, and the cheeses behind me were dead silent. The next day, nothing really happened. I started to talk to the other cheeses next to me. They were nice cheeses. They said that there was a supermarket and people would take us and then we'll get eaten. This horrified me. I didn't want to be eaten. Apparently, they have been in that same place for 3 weeks, and for me, it was only my second day. Next day, around 7:45, 2 humans walked towards me. There was one giant and one smaller giant. I was worried they were going to grab me. They were looking at me and 2 other cheeses. They stopped looking at those cheese and grabbed me. Why me? I don't know. But anyway, they took me to this place in the front of the store that looked like the factory I was in before. It was a rolling thing, but it didn't lead me to a machine, but led me to another human who put the scanner thing on me. Next second, I was in a backpack in a rolling machine that was running fast. While I was in it, I was thinking of Tim, Joe, and Mark, and the other cheeses behind me, of how lucky they were not to be taken and about to be eaten. Of me, that got sliced off was lucky. By the way, if I said before the most painful part of my life, then I was wrong, because this was. When the car stopped, they took me into this building-looking thing. They took me to their kitchen, and it was pretty nice, but painful. Right away, they started cutting me into the shredder thing. Then they took the shredded part of me and sprinkled it on this thing called cheap pizza. I don't know if you've heard of it, because I definitely haven't. Then they put me and wrapped me in this plastic wrap and put me in a big cold metal box called a refrigerator. It was really cold there. I don't know what happened to the shredded pieces of cheese on the pizza, but it's not something else I want to know. Why was I in this really cold metal box refrigerator? What was I supposed to do? I don't know. Ask Albert Cheesestein. If you don't know who that is, let me tell you. He's only the smartest cheese alive. That's really it. Anyway, weeks later, I finally got taken out of the refrigerator. I was freezing to death. I was feeling much better, though, until they started slicing me and put me in a boiling pan of pasta. I think that's what it was called. It was so hot. First I was really cold, and then I was really hot. Couldn't I just be normal temperature? I just felt really hot until I started realizing I was melting. I was going to end up terribly, and I was correct. After 10 minutes of practically dying, I got poured into the cooked pasta. Then I knew what was going to happen. I was going to be eaten. This is the last thing I wanted. After 10 minutes, that's all she wrote. I was eaten, I got put in someone's stomach, then I got transferred, I think, heaven? I think that's what Tim told me when, what happens when you get eaten. Tennis, I will answer one question some of you might have. How are you typing this if you are in heaven? And my answer? That's what you'll have to find out. The end.